your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before.
My name's Sarah. I'm 18. I'm running a 12-hour refugees and exile event at Burns Hill Park. There's going to be a group of 75 high school students coming up to Burns Hill Park on a bus. They are going to be sent onto a trail by rebels. They're going to walk a long trail with explosions along the way, rebels attacking them, landmines going off, temptation. There will be a benevolent group that will give them food. They'll come back to a UN camp where there will be games and guest speakers and different events to help them understand what it would be like to be a refugee.
I, Boyan Dulabic, took part in this event, which took place on May 6, 2005. I was playing the rebel leader, and my role was to intimidate the refugees and steal their money and food and make their lives as miserable as possible. We were not allowed to physically touch them, but we could emotionally hurt them as much as possible. After the high school kids from Sisler Collegiate arrived at Burns Hill Park, they were put into five groups. Each group was a different country. The countries were Liberia, Colombia, Sudan, Bosnia, and Indonesia. Each group was released at a different time, and they had to walk for about 4 kilometers through Burns Hill Park, facing rebels, landmines, dead bodies, smugglers, and other obstacles. Me and 4 other guys played the rebel group number 1. When each of the groups reached a specific point, our job was to hide in the bushes and attack the refugees and scare them as much as possible so that they can see how it feels to be a refugee. We stole their food, made them do push-ups, yelled at them whenever possible, and made them feel worthless.
Search all of them.
Don't move.
Don't move or I'll kill you.
Here's water.
Head down.
Your shirt's that big?
Yeah,
your shirt's that big.
Yeah, we need food. You hungry?
Heads down!
Show me your passports right now! Heads down, I said!
Show me! Give me!
That's your passport! Passport!
Passport!
Heads down!
Keep the head down.
Yeah.
Passport. Faster. Head down. Keep the head down.
Funny.
Did you search them all?
Yeah, I searched them all.
Good. Get up. Everyone in the line over there.
Big.
Get up faster. Line over there!
Make a line!
Make a line here!
I said a line! Facing this way! Where are you going? I said, where are you going? Get over there. Get over there! Get on the ground! On the ground! Head down! I said head down! All right, keep walking! I said keep walking! Go!
Oh!
Keep walking! Go, go, walk, go!
Walk!
Faster! Keep Keep walking!
Don't stop! Let's go! He's at the bank!
Don't turn back!
Turn right or I'll shoot at you! Run! Run!
For group number 3, we made one of the refugees do push-ups and took a hostage to make the experience seem as realistic as possible.
Get down! All right, show me your passports!
Passports!
Passports! Face down!
You think so? This is funny, huh, man?
You funny them?
Face down!
Get
his passport!
Push it.
Head down.
Keep on going. Lock it the whole way through, man. What do you think? This funny?
Keep going. Did you search them all?
Yeah.
All right. Get up.
Get in line.
Get up.
Get in line.
Faster.
Get up your passport.
Keep on.
I said alive.
Let's go.
You get over here! I said get over here! Get down! Keep walking! I said keep walking!
Faster!
Go!
Let's go!
Go! Go! Go! Keep walking! Run!
Run!
Go!
Run!
No!
Run and we'll kill her!
Keep running!
Run and we'll kill her!
Run!
Group number 4 was a group of high school kids that were supposed to be from Bosnia. Since me and another guy in my rebel group were born in Bosnia, I thought the two of us should also talk in our own language. That way, we could confuse the kids even more, since none of them actually spoke the language.
Mostar.
Is Mostar, huh?
Baklava.
Passport!
Sarajevo, huh?
Heads down!
Heads down!
Don't move!
Passport.
Baklava.
Here is Sarajevo. Here is Brzka over there.
Where are you going?
Heads down, I said! How many times do I have to repeat it? Everyone who's got food, you either give it now or you're dead! You hear me? I said you hear me! Head down!
Head down. Yeah. Head down. Which?
Which shoe?
Proverto.
Does anybody have food?
Or we'll just shoot each and any one of you.
Did you hear us?
Everybody get up in a line, let's go.
Get up!
Form a line across here.
You got 5 seconds, get up! Get in line over there!
Food. We're shooting each and every year.
You, come here. Open it up.
Stop it!
Don't move. Don't move. Banja Luka, eh? Banja Luka, moj rođa, eh? Sad ćemo se. Šta je? Ovdje radi najredi. To je ostalo.
Can you run fast? How fast can you run?
He asked you a question!
Can you run fast? Don't move, yeah? How fast can you run?
Koliko brzo možeš teći?
Can you run faster than both?
Koliko brzo?
Nobody can run faster than both. Nobody can run faster than both, huh?
He got pametan, man. Smart, huh?
Smart guy, eh? Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? Okay, let's see if you can get your bag, get past the door, and let's see how fast you can run before we shut you down, okay? Get your bag.
They're running! Get him free! Come, Finn! Run! I'll kill you! Who wants to be next, huh?
For some, this event may seem brutal, and they may ask why we do this. What is it going to accomplish? Well, the answer is simple. A textbook can only teach you about facts, about numbers and events, but it will not show you how it feels to be a refugee. Thousands of people are living in this nightmare day after day, even right now as you are listening to this. Innocent people are forced to abandon their homes and live a life of constant fear.
When they shot the man who said peace could last forever, and in my first memories they shot Kennedy, I went numb when I learned to see. So I never fell for Vietnam. We got the wall of disease to remind us all that you can't trust freedom when it's not in your hands, when everybody's fighting for the promised land.
My name is Nick. I played a rebel for the Refugees in Exile. I thought it was fun yelling at the people and taking their water and food. So then we drank the water. It was fun. I think the kids will get a glimpse or some sort of experience of what it might be like to be a refugee.
My name is Kevin. I was one of the rebels. I think it's important that the kids do this so they understand what the refugees went through when they're in entrapment camps and stuff like that. We weren't all too harsh on them. We made them do push-ups, stand on one leg. We made them carry garbage. We made them lie on the ground and empty out their backpacks. We threw all their stuff in the bush and made them go get it. Just general meanness, nothing too bad.
I'm Jeff. I was a rebel too. I just got them. We had a nice big pile of horse poo nearby, so we make them stand near it if they were mouthed off, and generally degrade them to the point where they nearly cried in general. It's important that they see this because this is what a lot of these people go through when they're trying to cross borders and stuff like that. It's no cakewalk. They have to go through rebel bases and stuff like that. They have no protection from anyone, not the UN or anything, so they gotta be able to appreciate how difficult life is outside of Canada.
My name is Matt Hines. I was one of the terrorists for this activity thing here. Our goal is just to interrogate the refugees that we're walking through. It's really important that they get experience such things so they realize that there are people out in this world that have to suffer through this kind of harsh, horrible activities, and that, you know, living in Canada, we have it all easy, but other places, they really don't.
My name's Candice. I was one of the victims, and we laid in a bush. Basically got dragged around by the refugees. They tried to help us, but we tried to make it difficult for them so that way it would slow them down. A lot of times we tried to pretend to be dead.
Matt McNeil, I was for the media relations. This is a great idea. The kids get to see what the refugees go through. It's pretty tough on them physically and mentally. This is my last year doing it, but I'm sure the system they have set up, it'll go on for years, and that's a great idea.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we followed. Look at the leaders we followed. Look at the lies we've swallowed. And I don't wanna hear no more.
I really hope that the kids walk away with a sense of how good we do have it in Canada, that there are a lot of people out there who could use our help right now. And I hope that these kids will turn around and do an event of their own to help raise awareness.
My name is Bojan Dulabic, and you are listening to CKUW's The Beat, 95.9 FM.
What's so civil about war anyway?